Monday. C+13. Ford Residence, Birchwood, Colorado.
Are you fucking kidding me? Emma screamed into her phone just minutes after waking up, apoplectic at what had happened in London while she'd been asleep, and more than a little surprised that Jack Neal had even picked up.
Do you idiots have any idea what you've just done?
Dan leaned back on the couch with his hands on his head as Emma furiously paced the room. Tara was beside him in a similar state of shock, but the absence of Timo and Clark suggested that they hadn't yet heard or seen the news that was already splashed across TV screens and news websites around the world. On the other end of Emma's phone, Jack said nothing. For whatever demented reason, he and Cole had evidently considered it politically expedient to accidentally leak the news of Comet Conte Abate's relentless approach to the public. What Jack hadn't factored in was that unlike his previous bosses, John Cole had all the acting ability of a wet paper towel. The media focus was of course very much on the alarming, if unconfirmed, news of the impact threat itself, but there had already been countless comments about how obvious it seemed that Cole had deliberately exposed the sections of his printed page which mentioned the comet. Still images and slow-mo shots of his exaggerated shrug and awkward facial expression were so incriminating that even typically restrained news outlets, which usually stuck to concrete facts, openly speculated that he had done it on purpose. For Emma, already well aware of Cole's penchant for fake leaks, these images only confirmed what she already knew.
"You might think you're getting one over on someone with this shit," she continued, still yelling. "On Godfrey or me and Timo or Slater or whoever the hell else you're holding grudges against. But this isn't a game, Jack. This isn't politics. This is real life. What do you even gain here?"
At last, Jack replied,
"Emma, I didn't know he was going to do it."
"Oh, of course you didn't.
I didn't. If I was telling Cole to leak this news, do you really think I would have made him look like such an idiot? I would have told him to get behind a podium and say he had something to share with the world because the public deserved to know. If I wanted to get ahead of the cycle on this, that's what..."
"Ahead of the cycle?" Emma interrupted. "You really don't get it, do you? This is the end of the cycle. We were all standing on the edge of a cliff and you just pushed us off. And don't think I'm buying your I'm innocent bullshit. You're trying to cover your ass because Cole executed your stupid idea so badly. You're going to pay for this."
"Is that a threat?" Jack asked, abandoning his lie.
"No, asshole. It's a promise."
Before Jack could reply, Emma ended the call. She very nearly launched her phone at the wall, but reeled in her anger at the last second. John Cole and Jack Neal had just started a fire that even she couldn't hope to fight. Pouring gasoline over the lives of billions for reasons she couldn't begin to comprehend, and the coming hours and days were not going to be pretty. Emma glanced at the TV, then looked at Dan and Tara, just two of the hundreds of millions of people obliviously waking up to the most ominous headline any of them had ever seen. GSC Comet Bombshell, 252 Days to Live. There were, quite simply, no words.